Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
Good morning. It is 11:33 in the a.m. on a gorgeous Wednesday here in Vancouver. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Meat at the helm. Coming up in the next hour and a half, as always, all the noise that's fit to play. We've got something new by the wonderful Finnish prog group Circle. Something live by them at WFMU. We've got some theremin music by Clara Rockmore. We've got some power electronics by Mr. Russell Haswell. We've got some ancient electronics by Mr. Pierre Henry. We've got some German electronics by the Krautrock Pioneers Cluster. We've got some drone and everything else that jumps off the shelf at me here. We're going to start off, though. This actually came out properly on International Record Store Day a few weeks ago, and it has been available on the net since January, but it's finally out for those of you who like tangibility with their music. This is the Flaming Lips with Stardeath and White Dwarfs with their tribute. Well, not even a tribute. It's the album in its entirety. This is them doing Dark Side of the Moon.
Been over the edge for yachts, working buns off for bands. I've always been mad. I know it. For most of us, very hard to explain when you're mad, even if you're not mad.
We'll be right back.
second to you. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yes, indeedy, one of the quality shows here on CITR 101.9 FM, Monday nights, Exploding Head Movies with the lovable, the man, the myth, Gak. Played baseball with Gak yesterday. He made a couple of amazing whopper hits. So congratulations to Gak and our team, the Re-Ups, for winning, I think, 28-7 yesterday. And yeah, if you want to see some quality softball, give me a shout. We'll keep you posted on what the dates are. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, this is A Noise. Luke Mead here, 11:55 in the AM. And what did you just hear in the last 20 minutes? Well, had quite a few callers wanting to know that too. So thanks for giving us a shout. Keep them coming, 822-2487. We started off with The Flaming Lips and the Star Death and... The Flaming Lips with Star Death and White Dwarfs. Doing their rendition of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Now, this album came out in January on iTunes only, and I guess, I don't know if Warner was planning on releasing it or not, but the response was incredible. And I got to admit, as a fan of both, you know, the Floyd and Flaming Lips, I was a little bit skeptical, because I have heard it tried to be covered in its entirety before. And of course, the Flaming Lips are just so beautifully twisted that they do take their own spin on all of the songs. And I'm quite amazed how they've managed to do their own versions of them rather than just a simple cover. And yes, that was Henry Rollins you heard at the very beginning there doing the voiceovers of the Madman. And the female vocal parts on all the tracks are actually done by Canada's own, can you get this, Peaches. Go figure. Available now, though, on commercial release. Flaming Lips, Star Death, White Dwarfs, Dark Side of the Moon, on vinyl and CD in finer record stores. And then we mixed in something after that from the psychedelic addled brain of Cameron Stallone's. This is his new project called Magic Lantern. Brand new record entitled Platoon. And Cameron Stallone's is better known for his solo project Sun Ra, making a lot of psychedelic fans' ears prick up this year. Puts out a lot of records, and I'd like to dedicate that track to CITR's very own Chris Arific, who shoved a Sun Ra album in my hand and said, you'll like this because I don't like this. And sure enough, Chris, you were right. I think the album's brilliant. So if you ever feel the need to give me free records, don't hesitate at all. Coming up in this next round here, picked up something this Sunday. The Finnish experimentalists known as Circle got a pretty cheap used one at Audiopile on Sunday. God, what day is it? Yeah, and this album, double album, entitled Triumph, recorded in 2007 at, you know, the gods of the community radio genre, WFMU, out in New Jersey. The material on this latest LP from Finnish Kraut Experimental Circle includes some of their strongest to date. In addition to a plethora of strange, progged out passages, Triumph features some incredibly sensitive, far less theatrical work. And we're going to hear something entitled Skiing on this. This is Finland psychedelic music at its finest. This is Circle on A Noise.
See me.
7 in the p.m. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is annoying. And we're just listening to something by Finnish prog rockists Circle, who, put out more albums in one day than most people, I think, go to the bathroom. And this is one of their many releases in North America. Triumph, them live at WFMU about 3 years ago. Coming up in the next set, it was a friend of mine's birthday a couple days ago, and who sadly now lives in Montreal. And he was one of Vancouver's favorite record store clerks. I'm talking, of course, about Jason Grimmer, lead vocalist of The Nasty On and The Krista Min. And, so we're going to get a little cosmic and celebrate not necessarily his birthday, but the sign of Taurus. And, we've got a couple of really, really flaky albums coming up here. And then we'll also mix in, just for poops and giggles, something by one of my favorites, Bruce Hack, the king of the homemade synthesizer from Alberta, Canada, best known for his advertisement work in the early 60s and his appearance on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and also his satanic children's record, The Electric Lucifer. And we'll hear something off The Electric Lucifer. But right now we're going to start off with a record I just picked up in the thrift department, Listen to Your Stars, an astrological guide to your horoscope. And this, of course, is Taurus.
April 21st through May 21st. Those of you born during this period, your sign of the zodiac is Taurus. It is a fixed earth sign that gives you steadfastness of purpose, willpower, solidarity, and stability. The symbol of your sign is the bull, a very masculine symbol.
But your ruling planet is the lovely Venus. Very feminine. Also very tricky. Consider this. Her original name was Aphrodite. Your most harmonious color is blue. Your most harmonious gems are emeralds or sapphires. Very luxurious. But there's a streak in you that loves luxury. Your day of the week is Friday.
The good side of your sign shows us that you are steadfast and persevering. You have a sense of proportion and relative values that can help you in any part of your life, requiring a methodical, systematic approach to details. You're willing to accept authority and be obedient to it. However, if someone gets on your back too much, then you blow. But you never hold a grudge. Your excellent sense of humor saves you. You can even laugh at yourself when the occasion arises. Your normally relaxed and tranquil manner makes people feel they can lean on you, and they can. It makes them want to have you around. There is a slight tendency toward shyness and even self-consciousness that you might consider correcting for your own good. Put simply, don't underrate yourself. Sigmund Freud, a great Taurian, never did.
Venus, your ruling planet, has given you a love of beauty. For instance, you Taurian women are perfect homemakers and delight in making surroundings luxurious. You're very attracted to color, decoration, music, especially song. A Taurian man favors a harmonious home, but refuses to go into debt to provide the luxury touches.
Having covered the good side of your sign, we'll now explore the other side. Some of you Taurians must be careful about being obstinate, secretive, self-centered, and self-indulgent. Overeating and overdrinking are two of the biggest pitfalls facing this type of Taurian.
Brighter aspects of the sign of Taurus concern the average Taurian's prospects in the areas of love and marriage. Both men and women seem to fall in love early in life. The Taurus man is kind, generous, and faithful to his wife. He will seldom stray off the reservation to visit neighboring or distant teepees. He is physically oriented and wants his wife with him at all times. His desire borders on the possessive. The Taurian woman shares the same traits. Her husband, family, and home are her life. The most harmonious people Taurians can find are those born under the sign of Virgo, Capricorn, and Cancer. Romance, marriage, or friendship with people born under any of these three signs should be most rewarding for Taurians. Listen to their stars and find out why.
You are Taurus. Sincere, honest, and true. Dependable, charming, and, at times, stubborn, you know. Move ahead through life systematically, and you're bound to go where you want to go.
six men and six trees waiting with purpose can build in time a house, a city, and a world. Vulnerable voluptuary, heavy with wanting. A deep, quiet Venus lover. As slow to rise as yellow hills, yet enduring as mountains of coral.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
In the PM, you're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Meat here, and well, yes, we had to hippy dippy out a little bit just because it's a nice day out, and that always brings out the Age of Aquarian in me. And yeah, well, it couldn't get worse than that. Listen to Your Stars, An Astrological Guide to Your Horoscope is the first thing we heard there, with some incredibly dated and sexist, I guess, astrological readings about what the sign of Taurus was. That was available, is available on RCA Records. And I've been hunting high and low to try and find some information about this. I got this for like a buck in a thrift store bin. And no one really seems to know anything about it. No Discogs, not the usual websites I go and visit and stuff like that seem to know what it is. I'm sure it's good for samples, that's for sure. After that, the genius of Bruce Hack we heard there off of the Electric Lucifer, released in 1969. Fantastic electronic homemade work there. And we heard Supernova, Keeping with the Stars. And then we finished off with the classic Zodiac Cosmic Sounds Celestial Counterpoint with Words and Music on Elektra Records. And we heard Taurus there. And that's mostly spearheaded by Mort Garson, who is another Canadian Moog synthesizer artist, best known for his mid-70s epic Black Mass Lucifer, which is going for a pretty penny these days as well. So there you go. Enough of this happy flower, shiny stuff. We're going to get into some power electronics now in the form of Mr. Russell Haswell. We have Second Life Salvage here. This is the long-awaited follow-up to the award-winning Live Salvage 1997-2000. This series documents improvised, real-time, computer-generated audio presentations given over the last 10 years in different types of venues, all with contrasting acoustics and audiences. Editions Mago is proud to announce this double vinyl LP set. As NME Magazine so beautifully quotes, "Now you can experience the terror in your living room."
Y te acompaño, porque yo también al baño.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
A copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Certainly not. Exquisite Corpse every Thursday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. If you like what you're hearing here, tune in to Bleak. He does a far more competent job than me, yes, if you ask me. Stay tuned. 1 o'clock, we have the Afternoon Yak. We have the Green Majority, your only source of conservation information, hosted by our sister station in Toronto, CIUT. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, a go-go with Mr. Frank Rumbletone. 5 o'clock, The Arts Report. 6 o'clock, Reel to Reel. 6:30 this week, Sam Squatch's Hideaway. All Canadian content all the time. 8 o'clock, The Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Man City. And 11 o'clock, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. Pretty much the greatest thing in radio. So keep it locked here on 101.9 or www.citr.ca. Wow, Russell Haswell, you just heard in that last set. Fantastic stuff. Probably my favorite part is just the insanely hesitant applause. People, yeah, just don't, not even knowing what to think about something like that. And you haven't heard uneasy applause like that since like the early John Cage recordings. Russell Haswell, second live salvage. That one was recorded in December 14th. The year 2000 at Museo de las Ciencias in Valencia. Great stuff. So what am I going to do after that complete onslaught? Well, I'm going to bring you down a little bit and relax you with this lovely package from Mississippi Records. I've played this before. The Claire Rockmore Theremin reissue with Nadia Reisenberg on piano. And Claire Rockmore is the premier artiste of the electronic music medium known as the theremin, a lovely invention invented by Mr. Leon Theremin. And there's nothing more that I can say about this that the documentary Theremin and Electronic Musical Odyssey can tell you. Check it out. It's one of the most beautiful films, beautiful documentaries and beautiful films ever made, if you ask me. And if you're not crying by the end of that one, you literally have no soul. We're going to hear Miss Claire Rockmore on her version of Tchaikovsky's Serenade Melancholique on a Noise.
Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow! I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time, with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
12:44 on the PM, and we're just about wrapping up the show here. And you just heard the ethereal alien beauty of the theremin, played by the master herself, Clara Rockmore, with Nadia Reisenberg on accompaniment on piano. And we heard Tchaikovsky's Serenade Melancholique. Great package out on Mississippi Records, available at finer record stores. It's a gorgeous gatefold sleeve, tons and tons of liner notes and information, and the music does speak for itself there. We're going to be finishing up with something off the Nurse of the Wound list like we do every week, but it's something new I just picked up on Doxy Records. It's a reissue of Le Microphone Bien Tempéré, which means the well-tempered microphone. Really recorded throughout the years 1950 to 1952 by the electroacoustic genius Pierre Henry. Unfortunately, they repackage it in its original entirety, including that the fact that the text is entirely en français, I'm afraid. So I'm not going to be able to read any kind of information, but I have dug up a few cool things about this recording. How Pierre Henry went about recording this album is he prepared a piano, a la John Cage kind of thing. John Cage is best known for his prepared piano. And if you don't know what prepared piano is, it's where you go inside of a grand piano and you kind of stick screws and nuts and bolts and stuff like that to make the strings sound a lot more different than a normal piano would sound. And he used different placements for the microphones to generate a discordant orchestra kind of thing. Remember that this is the early 50s, and even the microphone was still a recent and relatively unexplored development. And quote Pierre Henry, he said, "In the well-tempered microphone, the idea was to show all the resources of the microphone and of the instrument. By using the microphone for your recording, you could go further than the instrument itself. The microphone could amplify and magnify the effect of the instrument, and if combined with the other little acoustical transformations possible at that time, it could make this effect more magic." This is Pierre Henry with the well-tempered microphone on a noise.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're just hearing a little taste of the genius of Mr. Pierre-Henri Le Microphone Bien Tempéré. 1950 to 1952, these recordings were laid down. And this apparently is out of a whole series out on Doxy Records. It is manufactured in Europe, and info@doxymusic.com. If you're interested, there's a whole series of Pierre Henry's reissues that I'm going to try and get my hot little hands on. And I've been surfing around, and a lot of them are out of stock.